The Human Rights Commission has launched a new service today for people who believe they've experienced conversion practices, 6 months after the Conversion Practices Prohibition Legislation Act passed. The Commission is offering a free, confidential and impartial dispute resolution process for survivors. A small group of those who helped put together the response team met to celebrate today's launch. Our reporter Samuel Rilstone was there.
A historic and overdue milestone. That is how today's launch at the Human Rights Commission has been described. In February of this year, the Conversion Practices Prohibition Legislation Act was passed, making it a criminal offence to perform conversion practices in Aotearoa. Conversion practices are characterised as any practice that seeks to change or suppress a person's sexual orientation, gender identity or gender expression. Those who believe they have experienced conversion practices can now contact the response team and seek to begin a healing process. Response team manager Andre Avamasaga is a former pastor and a survivor of conversion practices. He says this new service is a way to address some of the deep harm experienced by the rainbow community in Aotearoa.
What we do want to do is make sure that they're not having to tell their story to all and sundry all of the time and re-traumatise them in the process. The outcome of a form of mediation might be an apology issued. It could be a promise to never commit these practices again. It could be attending an education session, or it could be actually monetary compensation as well. And if that's not successful, then they can go to the Human Rights Review Tribunal and they can apply for legal representation.
Mr. Avamasaga says many who experience conversion practices experienced it from someone they know.
Someone like me, I went through conversion practice for 15 years, and it wasn't until after the fact that I'd realised that these had been performed on me. What we want to do is to get to that much earlier and to reduce the supply that someone can exit that sooner. And hopefully, if we do our job well and if all of New Zealand can do their job well to help eliminate these practices, then people will know that they've got a service like ours that they can call.
Founder of Diverse Church New Zealand, Craig Watson, has created a positive, faith-based space for the rainbow community after coming out and being unable to find resources that had positive spaces for being gay and Christian. He says unpacking the relationship between homosexuality and Christianity is a slow journey, but his church community is having a special impact.
Every year we get more and more people come to us saying, oh, we didn't realise that we could be Christian or we could be part of the rainbow community. And every year we will see people in tears taking communion or worshipping or listening to a sermon and being fully encouraged to be themselves, however that presents.
Lived experienced advisor Matt Langworthy developed the strategy that underpins the new service and is also a survivor of over 20 years of conversion practices. He says he met between 20 to 30 survivors who advised what the best resources to offer would be.
All of them told us the same story of ongoing psychological trauma and physical health impacts and the need for a long journey of recovery. Many survivors that we talked to had never been together with another survivor, and it's really important that we find a way to link them together.
He says today's launch sends a strong message to those who have both experienced and facilitated conversion practices.
You feel like you're doubting yourself when you come out of this experience and you're really struggling to find well-being and to find new community. And today means that there is a place to go to get help, and there is a concrete message that this isn't acceptable in New Zealand anymore.
Anyone who has questions about the response team and their work is encouraged to contact the Human Rights Commission.